Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Yesterday was a great day in the history of our state. The remaining COVID restrictions were lifted, and now Governor Lamont is on to explain any questions we may have about it. Good morning, Governor.
Good morning, Chaz.
Morning.
I want to say congratulations to you and your team. You made it look easy. It's a, you know, we're coming out of a 100-year pandemic. No one knew where the bottom was. Everyone had an opinion. Lots of people upset. I'm sure you had static from every side. You seemed calm during the whole thing. I mean, I don't know if you were like kicking coffee tables at the mansion.
Right.
But anytime we saw you speak, you had a sense of calm. And I just thought you and your team did a great job. And here we are. So thank you and congratulations.
Well, right back at you, Chaz. But I think we had a really good team here in Connecticut, led by Deirdre and Josh. And the people in Connecticut were good. I mean, we got hit really hard, really early. And that meant that as we've been reopening since May 20th of 2020, people were willing to do it cautiously. I remember the governor of Arizona said, Governor, I can't get anybody to follow any of our rules here in Arizona. We didn't get hit as hard as you did. Connecticut, I think we learned our lesson. And as you said yesterday, was really liberating. And my God, there was the president of the United States of the Coast Guard shaking hands without a mask with 400 newly minted ensigns. It was quite remarkable.
Right. How is the president, and did you give him a gift?
He did not get a gift from me. I'll tell you one thing, Chaz. We were baking up there. You never know, can you wear glasses? Can you wear a hat? So when you see the president of the United States walking in wearing his aviators, we all could immediately put on our sunglasses because we knew it was not disrespectful.
Right.
Okay.
We're having a little bit of an issue with your cell phone.
Is that any better?
Yes. Thank you. So the big question yesterday was, can a business ask to see your vaccination card if you don't want to wear your mask?
I think we're leaving that up to businesses. You obviously know about cruise lines. You know what they're doing at sports facilities for vaccinated and unvaccinated. And at this point, we've got the minimum standards that ought to be get, which is the last one remaining, is if you're unvaccinated, you should wear your mask indoors. And then the enforcement of it, anything more strict, is up to the businesses or the event venues.
But legally, can a business ask to see your vaccination card?
I think it can. I mean, okay. I'm asked all the time on airports,
right.
When I'm flying.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Why not?
And then schools, healthcare, assisted living facilities, those types of places, the masks are still required, correct?
That's right. That's what the CDC has said, at least for a while longer, at least till everybody gets vaccinated. We've still got 25% of our nurses who aren't vaccinated. That's pretty important. And we still have, 50% of our 20-year-olds aren't vaccinated. So, keep going, kids. Let's go.
So I'm guessing you sit down with your people and say, okay, we're going to do this, and then there'll be an increase in the positivity rate, and I'm sure you're expecting a little bit of that with the COVID restrictions lifting. Is there a positivity rate number that would get you to roll back some of the restrictions we just lifted?
I don't think there's a number. I guess if there was a real spike, and you saw it in the region, that would get your attention in the near term. And more importantly, if we saw our hospital beds filling up again. But right now, our hospital utilization for COVID is, at a seven-month low. So I don't see anything changing course. But you wonder what I worry about a little bit. It's the fall. There's a certain seasonality to this thing. We'll see if that Indian virus sneaks in. And we'll see how many people are vaccinated. I don't want everybody to get so relaxed that last 25% say, I'm fine.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Governor Lamont is on, and I've been promoting this segment throughout the show. So we've been getting emails and texts from businesses who are having trouble getting the workforce. And I know this week you offered a $1,000 signing bonus to the first 10,000 people who get back into the workforce. If that doesn't work, will you consider ending the federal money?
As you know, it ends in a little over 90 days right now. So do not sit around counting on a $300 true-up for long. I think, look, I've talked to a lot of folks. Obviously, there's still some COVID hesitancy. Thank God, as the rates go down, people are feeling more confident. For a lot of women that lost their job, then they lost their job and they didn't have schools open. They were doubly hit. So that's why big expansion of daycare, big expansion of our child learning camps this summer. And you're right. I think we also thought a $1,000 incentive would just get some of those folks who are still hesitant off the field, on the field.
Right. The rent moratorium, is that a disaster that's looming in the housing market? A lot of people haven't been paying their rent during all of this, and then that's going to end. And they'll have to pay their rent, which means evictions. How do you see that ending?
I see that ending, first of all. It's a little like unemployment. Don't think these things go on forever. I think the non-eviction is just a little bit longer, say another month or so. We got to get our courts up and operating, as you can imagine. And even more importantly, we've got a couple hundred million bucks from the feds to help between tenant and landlord negotiate ways that tenants start making their payments. Maybe they don't make all the payments. We make half of it for them, but we got to get people back doing what they got to do. And with the economy open, there's less excuse not to be able to do it.
Weed. I'm not asking you for any.
Wait, got any?
How's that going?
When I was campaigning a couple of years ago, I said we're going to do weed and tweed, and we got Tweed Airport done. we'll see what happens on marijuana. Look, I think it ought to pass. I think it's complicated. There's a little bit of a money grab now. I want the money going here. No, I want it going there. I think we all generally agree, though, that a lot of those resources ought to go to, A, the most distressed communities that got hit hardest by the war on drugs, and making sure we have all the mental health and addiction services necessary. But we have a good bill before the legislature that legalizes marijuana and does it in a regulated and safe way.
Who do we call?
Right.
Is there someone?
A number of somebody?
Is it close? Is the vote close enough to sway it by just the public making phone calls and sending emails?
I think it is. You get 100 emails as a legislator, and your head is spinning. And as you probably know, like South Dakota, Arizona, this is not a blue state, red state. Those guys have legalized it. But they generally do it through referendum because, the people say, all right, enough, it's time has come.
Right.
And legislators get 100 emails from, one group or another, and they're a little more hesitant. So, yeah, why not? Give them a call.
All right.
Well, yeah, we need that list.
Yeah, if we could just put it together, before the end of the day.
Your people could just send it to us.
Yeah,
we'd love to start making calls.
You mean crayon.
All right.
Yeah.
Kevin Kelly and Vin Candelora, good luck.
Oh.
Oh, those are the two leaders, right?
Those Republican leaders, yeah.
So the Republicans are the holdouts here?
Well, they're sort of interesting. They say, hey, look, why don't you just do homegrown? They said, look, we can put that on the table if that would help get some votes to do this. Obviously, homegrown also opens the door to, the underground market a little more. It's less regulated. So I think they're going to vote no on everything.
Really? Well, we'll start working that one.
We know Vinny. He's on all the time.
That's a buzz harsh.
Vinny's on all the time.
Hey, yeah. Vinny.
Hey,
Vinny.
Vinny.
Vinny. Hey, Tom.
Have you toured the amphitheater in Bridgeport yet?
No. I'm waiting for that first concert.
Okay. You should take a walk through with Howard and Jimmy and see this place before there's a concert. You'll be,
you'll be astonished.
Every amenity. It's, Connecticut, really not known for big things. because we have New York and Boston left and right.
Uh-huh.
This place is a world-class concert venue. You should really, you'll get the whole vibe if you take a walk through there. I think it'd be great, too. It'd be
nice
great
day.
PR.
We'll do it together. I got to hand it to these guys. I mean, this is a venue that wasn't being used at its full capacity. They've reimagined it. As you describe it, it's going to be beautiful. I love getting those big acts in Bridgeport. I love what that does to the greater community. So let's do it together.
All right. I'm going to work that out. 70 bars, Governor.
70.
There are 70 bars at this venue?
Yes.
That's cool, right?
Should I have not said that?
Yeah. We, no, we said 17, yeah. Sir. 17. Right.
It's a, yeah, it's a pub crawl, Governor. Me and you.
We'll see how far.
Who can get, remember, if I get my drinks on us, I can just go from pub to pub.
That's right.
This is true. This is true, right?
Have you planned your reelection announcement yet? Your
no,
announcement?
I hate all that stuff. I'm delaying that as long as I humanly can.
Right. Well, I just, if you haven't thought of a venue, I'd just like to offer this show as a place to do it in a very high-profile way. We'd have the TV cameras, all that kind of stuff. So,
very tempting. Let me think about that.
All right.
After the bar crawl. We're,
and I don't give it fun.
We walk right outside the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport.
Is he holding a beer?
All right, Governor. Thanks for coming on. And again, congratulations to you and your team. We appreciate all your efforts.
Chaz, AJ, appreciate it. Your all good right. work.
Thank you.
See you then at the amphitheater.
All right. I'm going to work that out.
All right. I'm going to hold it to it.
Oh, we got to get him there.
Right. He's a ride.
The phone wasn't great, but if it was anyone else, you know, I would do the, hey, come on with the phone. And right.
Exactly. You can't do that.
Can't do that.
No.
Right. Sound like he was in a submarine. I want to say, are you still in New London?
Exactly right.
Encased in right, lead right, in a right. nuclear submarine?
Get out of the sub, sir.
All right, let's start right out with concerts that have been announced since Jimmy's last show last week. Jimmy, you want to? Do you have a list handy? There's a lot.
Are you, do I have a list? It is so big at this point that you're right. I do need a list. There's no question about it. Do I have it handy? Not a chance in the heck. I have
right.
It. It's just
yeah.
Right.
8:20 like in the morning. You know.
Exactly. You're like an accountant on April 15th.
Right.
Busy.
All right. So we got the Black Crowes. They confirmed that they're playing Hartford.
Yes.
That was an email that went out.
Right.
Yes.
We have Alice Cooper coming to the Hartford Healthcare Bridgeport Amphitheater. A lot of words for me.
Seriously, we need an acronym.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we get teased about it every once in a while, and I sort of understand it because people like to, you know, always find out what's wrong in something, and they go, well, it's a crazy name, Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport. So we always put Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport. But, you know, Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater gave shots, vaccines in Wallingford. And they gave vaccines in Hartford, and they gave vaccines in Bridgeport. So, you know, I don't know the big deal about it.
Yeah,
and this place will be well known enough for sure.
Oh, no doubt.
Oh yeah.
No, I'm just saying it's a lot of words for me.
Right. Maybe call it the Hab.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, Hab.
So we have Alice Cooper and Ace Frehley.
Yes, which is selling better than any show so far. By the way.
Awesome. Really?
Yeah.
Yes, it's our number one sales show right now.
Nice.
And we're not even on sale yet. We're in pre-sale.
Oh.
Yeah, double A, man. Ace and Alice.
That
yeah, it goes
be...
on sale tomorrow. Alice goes on sale tomorrow. Kings of Leon go on sale tomorrow. Dead & Company go on sale tomorrow for Xfinity on September 5. Spirit of the South, which is Blackberry Smoke and the Almond Betts Band and J-Mo. That's on July 30th at Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater. Goes on sale tomorrow. 311 goes on sale tomorrow.
Wow.
And then at Mohegan Sun, Dustin Lynch goes on sale tomorrow. Tom Segura, who's a comedian, goes on sale tomorrow. That's on August 26th. So we have 7 shows going on sale tomorrow.
Has that ever happened in the history of concerts in Connecticut?
No, only an idiot would do that.
Right.
Only an idiot would try to tell people, we're putting 7 shows on sale, so you'll be broke on Saturday morning.
I doubt
and
that
you're
this
speaking
was,
to him.
Oh. No, I don't think so.
I have a feeling you're not the person who decided to do that.
No.
No, I'm not. I'm not. These are all national tours that have national on sale. So, you know, we just happen to have a lot of shows being booked because the good governor was allowed us to open up. So we're ahead of the world right now. So we're putting tons of shows on sale. You know, I run upstate New York. I have nothing going on sale in upstate New York right now. Nothing.
Damn.
Yeah. Wow. There you go.
Because Governor Cuomo has not given the same guidelines that Governor Lamont gave. So we're way behind in New York. We're lucky we live in Connecticut.
A clarifier came in over the phone here on the Black Crows. If you already bought tickets for last year, they're good for this show.
That is correct.
There you go.
Excellent.
You're all set.
All right, and we'll open up the phones for Jimmy, 1-877-764-2535, 203-882-9757, if you want to ask about a show. I know Jonas Brothers were announced, right?
Yes, Jonas Brothers are announced. They've reformed. The reunion of the Jonas Brothers.
All right.
It's the reunion. Wow, they're that old.
Exactly.
First time I did the Jonas Brothers was at Oakdale, and they did a prayer circle before the show. And being the good schmoozer I am, I went into this prayer circle, and they say all these really nice, uplifting things. And at the end they go, and let's pray to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I go, amen. And I go, oh, I'm kind of stuck here. I'm a Jew. I don't know what I'm supposed to do right now.
Yeah, they all wore wedding bands.
Just say ditto.
Yeah, so I kind of stopped at that point and said, okay, I'm not sure I should say this or not say this.
Yeah.
Oop, I get a phone call.
That's my Jonas Brothers story.
Yeah,
well, that'll be a sold-out show, right?
It will sell out. It is so amazing that these guys got back together. It's sort of like this generation's reunion of New Kids on the Block.
Right.
Who's giant, or Backstreet Boys is giant. The reunions are of the boy bands are really, really very popular.
Yes, they are.
Steven Strafford, what's your question?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Morning.
Hey, Jim,
good morning,
buddy. How you doing, Jim?
Great, thanks.
Hey, I'm looking for information on any blues concerts, like Gary Clark, Jimmy Vaughan. Clapton going to be around at all? I know he was sick. Got any info on any of that?
I think Gary Clark Jr. will end up at Mohegan Sun sometime in the fall. We're working on that right now.
Okay, Jimmy. Thanks a lot, buddy, all right? Appreciate
you got it.
Is that Bridgeport Amphitheater going to be open soon?
It's going to open the end of July.
So that'd be yes.
Okay, cool. It looks wild, man. All right, Jimmy, thank you.
All right, thank you, Steve. Jimmy, has there ever been excitement for the opening of a concert venue in your memory?
No. I this is the best lead up to a venue that I've ever been involved in, and I have to give a lot of credit to Howard Safin because of how he has dressed the amphitheater up with the colors on the roof and things like that, and also the design of the venue. It really is something special, and it's right off 95, so everybody sees it as they go by. It's not, you know, stuck in like Oakdale where you can barely see it from the – in the summertime you can't see Oakdale because of the trees from the Merritt, or Westville, which is not near a major road. And so you get to see this every day and Howard lights it up at night. And I always say this. I love how Howard says, I don't really care about show business. I care about business. But he doesn't realize he cares about show business. He would not have lit up that place the way he did. He would have not jumped on – Guitar Man, the way he jumped on and getting Guitar Man down there. Howard does get show business.
The amenities in this place, you know, a lot of times you'll hear something like, well, we modeled it after the best place in the world. This place will set the standard for other places. Other places will be modeled after this venue.
Exactly, yes.
Yes, this was an idea I had many years ago about the idea that a minor league baseball stadium is set up perfectly for a boutique amphitheater. The way the seats wrap around the field, there's usually no outfield seats at all, which would become the backstage. And lunch at Michael's in Wallingford, we worked on this together. I said, I have this idea. You're from the Bridgeport area. If they ever open it up, let's try this. And about 6 or 7 years later, this is what we're getting. And I think you're going to start seeing minor league baseball stadiums that are no longer in business becoming boutique amphitheaters.
But not like this one.
No.
I mean, you have to write out some big checks and really.
No, you got to be a Fairfield County developer to do this, and that's Howard.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt.
Beautiful.
I was blown away
a nickel.
By 70 bars.
Yes.
70.
Yes. Howard says to me, if there are more than three or four people on the line, I'll be pissed.
Really?
Yeah, he wants people to be served, to get back to the seats, and enjoy the show.
Wow.
We have as many points of sale for this 5,700-seat place that we do up at Xfinity, which seats 24,000.
It would take you 2 days to do some of the things you'll be able to do there, like go to Donut Crazy,
right.
Go to this famous New Haven pizza place that will be named shortly,
right.
Go to Two Roads, experience that whole vibe.
Right.
Like, you could just walk feet and experience all this.
Exactly.
It's a city of the coolest beverage and food places in Connecticut.
It's all right there, one-stop
shop. Oh, and by the way, there are bands playing.
Right.
It's nuts.
It's amazing.
Yes, it's definitely more than a concert venue.
There's patios, so you don't even have to sit in your seat. You can go over to these bars and stand in the
watch
patios
there, yeah.
And watch. And then I walked through Jimmy's Club yesterday, which is a workshop right now, where they're cutting everything.
Oh, okay. They're busy, busy, busy.
We're going to have to come up with a name for that place. We're going to help Jimmy. We're going to help you, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Not
we'll
that,
that
you
Not
that
Yeah,
you...
I don't have a name for it yet. You're right. I do need a name for it.
We're going to do that next week.
Okay.
Name Jimmy's Joint.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Jimmy's Joint.
Club.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool, Jimmy's Joint.
Jimmy's Joint. Jimmy's
I
joint.
Mean, that fits a lot.
It really does. I like it.
That's very deep.
Well, that was quick.
And then
we do have a Jimmy's Joint at Xfinity.
Right. I got the idea from you. Right. So.
Yeah, and they serve alcohol, which I don't drink.
Oh.
Sort of odd. So, you know, hopefully it will be legal soon.
Yeah. And then we'll have to, you know what we should do is go through your memorabilia on the air, which you're going to put in there. Then we can vote, like a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame kind of thing.
Right.
Like, yeah, they should be in
we'll get ballots.
The Jimmy's Rock Hall of Fame.
Right.
You know?
We'll be set up really nicely. And I've already taken some stuff down from my office wall and planning to bring it over to Bridgeport.
The other thing is we were walking backstage yesterday and, you know, the artists are going to want to, they're going to be calling you. After year one, saying, I want to play there.
Right.
It's the experience backstage for these artists. And the roadies who normally, you know what backstage is like, AJ?
Oh, yeah.
Smells like urine.
Uh-huh.
It's dirty, grimy.
Right.
The filth of 100 years.
Yep.
These places are like luxury five-star hotels. That, even for the backup secondary acts.
Nice to my house.
I walked by Jimmy's office yesterday. Jimmy, you have a window in your office now.
Nice.
He did give me a window, huh?
Yeah.
Yep. See?
He cut a hole in the wall, and you now have a giant window.
You got to put glass there?
I said, are
That's
you
so
leaving
funny.
It like this?
Right.
It's just a big hole in the wall with a wire hanging.
Right.
Just let the birds of Bridgeport fly right in.
Fly right
just,
in.
This is nice. Get the fresh air.
Well, I said to him one day, I said, listen, I have never had my own office. I've always shared an office. I haven't had my own office since 1995, I would say. I haven't never had my own office. I've always shared with somebody else. I said, so I don't mind this. I said, this is really exciting. I'm going to have my own office. I've never had my own office before. And then I realized it has no window. I said, but every office I've had always had a window. It's going to be a little weird not being able to look outside. I'm like walled in. I said, I don't mind sharing an office, which I'm not there. I said, but it's weird not having a window. What does he do? He blows out the wall and gives me a window.
Wow, see?
I think he pulled out that skill saw himself and
right.
cut it himself.
He did. He was muttering something when he did it.
One of the things I got, I get questions for, and we posted some pictures on the Chaz and AJ Facebook page, and I saw one of the comments, the parking.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good. You guys have already resolved that.
Yeah, well, we've got the parking that the arena has, which is those 1,200 spots that are in the structured parking right next to the arena. So we use that. That would normally be enough for the whole venue, but we also have parking, two giant parking lots, surface lots, directly across the street. So there'll be more than enough parking.
Damn.
You're all set there.
Yeah.
Nice. Everybody has to remember that it's half the size of the arena. So
right.
If there's enough parking for the arena... We have more than enough parking for the amphitheater.
Y'all said.
Yeah, right. Excellent point. All right. And then, you know, there's ferry service.
Uh-huh.
So you were over there on Long Island. You could get on the ferry. There's going to be specific concert service. Bring you right over. You walk over. Beautiful walk. Go see the concert. Another thing I love. I could talk about this for an hour. I was just, I'm beside myself from the tour yesterday.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be on that ferry because I have rented a house in the Hamptons for the summer.
Nice.
So I will be coming across on the ferry myself.
Look at you.
You're going to be getting hit up for tickets.
Yes, you are. Wear a disguise.
Jimmy, can I sit in your box, Jimmy?
Wear a disguise.
No, nobody will recognize me. I'll wear a mustache.
See? Good thinking.
But the bars, you know how when the headliner goes on, the bars will close?
Uh-huh.
Uh-uh.
Not this time.
The bars stay open.
Right.
Even after the acts go off. You could hang out, have a couple drinks.
Right.
Food's going to be served. I love it.
It's nice.
Love it.
Awesome.
As we say, as I said earlier, it's more than a concert venue.
Right.
It really will be. It will be a destination spot. It's what Mohegan Sun is. It's more than a concert venue.
Right.
I learned that lesson when I went to Mohegan Sun. People go to concerts in Mohegan Sun to see the show, but also to enjoy the night. And that we're trying to replicate that in Bridgeport.
Oh, boy. Well, you and Howard have done a great job on that. Alan in Fairfield.
Hey, real quick, guys. Hailstorm and Evanescence, are they coming to Connecticut?
You know, they were coming to Connecticut, and they canceled their tour. So I don't know what's going to happen. Maybe they'll – now the place is starting to reopen. Massachusetts decided to reopen the end of May, the end of this month. They had originally had said August, as I've said a number of times, trying to get New York to move, trying to get New Jersey to move. Those are the only two states right now in the Northeast that are not moving. The problem is those are the two biggest states in the Northeast. So
they have a whole tour announced right now. That's why I was curious, because they're already going to Massachusetts in December.
Right, right, right. And we're hoping that it'll end up in Mohegan Sun.
Awesome. Thanks.
It's announced, but not on sale because they're waiting to see how many other states, because it's indoors, not outdoors.
Right.
All right.
Correct.
Mark in Stratford.
Yeah, how you doing, guys? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
How's it going, Jimmy? Hey, Jimmy, I want to ask, is Kid Rock doing any touring?
No, nothing planned for 2021. Hopefully he'll tour in 2022.
Okay, yeah, I saw him up the Xfinity a few times.
Great
Everyone
show.
Who's puts ever seen great, him, yes.
Yeah, he puts on a,
Everyone.
Puts on a great concert.
And by the way, one of the smartest people I've ever met in the music business.
Really?
Really?
Yep.
Huh?
Ever.
Oh. Hmm.
I know. He puts out this act that he's that he's just a regular guy. He's no regular guy.
No
he's
kidding.
It's a facade.
They come.
Yes.
Not a bad actor either.
You're right. I love him. He's a great guy.
Thank you, Mark. Liam and Wilkett.
Hey, how's everyone doing?
Hello.
Good.
Fine, thanks. You?
Hey. I'm wondering if there's anything for Queens of the Stone Age. I haven't really heard much.
They are going to tour in 2022, and we will have them at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater. We already are holding a date.
Wowie.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Look up.
Robin in Milford.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I was asking about Billy Joel's concert. It's a makeup show that was scheduled last year in April. I didn't know if Jimmy had any information if that show would be taking place this year.
Which venue, which building are you talking about?
Madison Square Garden.
I believe he's going to start, and I don't want to say this definitively because it's up to Governor Cuomo when he lets people in into the garden full capacity. Right now he's letting a couple of thousand people in into the garden for the Knicks and Rangers playoff games. But I believe you're going to see Billy tour probably late fall, early winter. He'll start making up the dates that he had to cancel. And I think the one in April was his second show that he postponed. I think March was his first show he postponed. I think April was his second show.
Thank you, Rob.
So I think you'll see him November or December is my guess.
Got a couple here I need to pound through in a few seconds, Jimmy. Fish Nipples wants to know about Black Label Society.
Not on tour at the moment.
Greg and Trumbull, L.A. Guns.
I didn't even realize they were still together.
Joe Day from jobs. Long Island, Roger Waters.
Roger Waters is planning to do a tour. Probably it's an indoor tour. Probably in early 22 it's going to start.
And then we had the governor on at 8, and I asked him if he's seen the amphitheater yet. He said no. I said, he said, well, I'll see it when I go to Leonard Skinner. I said, you got to walk through the whole place. So we're going to arrange a tour with you and Howard and the governor. Are you up for that?
Oh, totally. Excellent. Totally. He's been the greatest for the concert industry. The greatest.
Great. All right. We'll keep you posted on that one.
Love it.
All right. Thank you, Jimmy.
You got it, guys. See you next week.
Cameron Smith, professor. He's looking to travel to the edge of space suspended by a balloon.
Wow. Good balloon.
Are you that bored?
I never
How
let
are
go.
You?
Just don't let go. Yeah.
This has been done before, right?
You bet. Good morning. Yes, a lot of people have gone to edge of space in a variety of different kinds of balloons. The difference is that I'm building the whole system myself.
Wow. Oh.
You should say happy birthday on it.
Oh, now I'm more interested.
Nice.
Yeah. So you're not going to jump out of the deal, though, are you, like that other guy did?
No, they those guys were focused on going up. Right. I should say they were focused on coming down, right? Their whole deal was a space jump. Right. I want to land my balloon, so I'm going to go up, stay there a bit, and then come back down on the balloon in a controlled landing.
Huh. How do you think that'll go?
It's going to be a huge adventure. You know, anytime you put any kind of experimental flight craft in the outdoors, you have your expectations and you have some things go right. And you're also inevitably you're going to have some things go wrong.
Right.
And so we put in a lot of safety layers to prevent those things going wrong being lethal.
Yeah, you're either going to be, wow, this guy did that whole thing himself. And,
right.
Or it's going to be,
wow.
What's that hole in the ground over there?
Right. He did this whole thing by himself.
Does anyone remember Cameron?
Right. Hello?
Are you worried about that? Are you nervous?
Not really, because it's 10 years now that we've been working this all out. And I have total confidence in
now
my
you say
suit,
we. I thought you were doing this. I thought you were doing this by yourself.
Yeah, when I say we, I mean there's a small group of friends and volunteers, basically, not a company.
Right. Wow.
You're leading the pack.
I thought you were like me, myself, and I. Like we.
Right. The voices are getting louder again. Yeah.
Hey, uh-oh.
Right.
Yeah. How high up are you when you get to that point where you're at the edge of space? How far from the planet is that?
That's 63,000 feet, and that is... That's what's called physiological space. By that time, you're in a vacuum, and if your suit doesn't work, you're going to die.
Right.
So that's what we've been working on, make sure everything functions.
And you made your own suit?
Yeah, that really is my own construction. Other team members have worked on the balloon and parts of the oxygen system, but the suits themselves, I really learned how to do it. I got onto all the old NASA reports from the 60s, how they made those, how they tested those. And if you learn to read those ancient reports, you can kind of replicate it.
Kind of?
I would want, I want it to be like exact. Yeah.
Kind of.
You need it to work.
Yes.
Kind of. You could kind of replicate it. Right. You could kind of die. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm in awe of you.
What I mean is that it's not a, you know, the suit doesn't have thousands of people behind it.
Yeah.
You know, as they did with the Apollo suits.
All right.
But the essential functions are there. You know, I can wear this for 3-4 hours and survive. So it'll work.
How do you test that? Like, where do you go to test that?
Like,
kind of,
like a freezer or something?
All kinds of tests. We've been in cold chambers. We've been to 70,000 feet with one part of the suit. We flew under a weather balloon.
Huh.
Sent it way up 70,000 feet, and everything came back down. And you know, nothing blew up. Everything worked.
That's good.
That was just a glove, just part of it. And now I'm flying my own balloon, and we're flying to 10,000 feet just a couple of weekends ago, and we've been to 25,000 feet a few times, so we're working our way up.
Damn, man.
Okay. Yeah, the glove would be the least of my concern.
Yeah.
Like, if I lose a hand, I'm fine. Like, how's the helmet?
Exactly right. The landing.
I need that
concern.
Part, and the lung part, you know, like, yeah.
Yeah, those are working. Those
all
are
right,
working
good. Fine. How much money does all this cost you?
you know, it's been my passion project for, you know, 10 years or so. So I don't really even stack up the money anymore. I just, you know, pay whatever I need to pay.
Oh, then you don't have a wife because she'd be telling you.
Right.
Do you have a wife?
Of course not.
This is why I love to do this stuff. Right? Yeah.
You wouldn't be doing
You're
this.
You're going where and doing it's what? Awesome. This cost, what the hell is this?
No, it would be. Impossible. Do you know how much this has cost us?
Right.
Text me when you get there.
Exactly.
Oh, jeez.
And it's a good balloon, right? It's not going to pop or anything?
This has to be the most dangerous thing you've ever done.
Yeah, we've tested that. We've done about 5 tests now, and sometimes, so there's a cluster of little balloons. And the good thing with that is if one goes, you know, it's not all over.
Oh, good.
But, you know, the more balloons you're handling, the more complicated. So there's always a trade-off, you know. Any
design,
it's going to
be like that cartoon where the kid's holding all the balloons.
Right, exactly.
What's it called?
Yeah.
Up?
Yeah.
Basically, did you see that movie and say, I'm going to do that?
Or Bugs Bunny, yeah.
No, I haven't actually seen that one.
You want to watch it.
But I did see, what's his name, David Blaine, the street guy, street magician?
Yeah. Yes.
He went up under a cluster of balloons to about 20,000 feet the other week. It was great.
Wow. Well, you know, he gets bored a lot. So
his was cool. He was dropping little packages to make himself lighter to accelerate how fast he was going up. Oh, yeah.
I'd be dropping packages, too. You wouldn't want to keep them, though. You want to avoid them.
All right, Cameron, we wish you nothing but the best. I'd love to get you back on. When are you doing this?
Well, we try to fly once every month. So
no, when's,
you know,
the big one?
Get a team together out in the field. We need vehicles. We're going to shoot for sort of 40,000 plus foot range at the end of August.
When are you going all the way up?
Yeah, when's the big one?
When's the big one?
You know, every flight tells us, you know, what we need to tweak to get to the next one.
Oh, so this is fun.
I really don't have the.
This is truly a backyard garage project.
Yep.
Yeah,
we don't have a date. Oh, yeah. We go up, we learn stuff, we try to figure it out, and
if you're doing New
Year's, 40,000 worked. Let's try 50.
Right. If you're doing New Year's, it'd be really cool.
Exactly.
All right. And before I let you go, so you get the 40,000 feet and things are good. Do you push it? You go a little bit further?
Or you just come back down?
Yeah, there are some ways, you know, if we build the balloon right on that day, or if we build it in a particular way, there's sometimes an option to say, yeah, let's keep going. Other times the balloon is built so that it stops at a particular altitude. It won't go higher.
Oh, okay.
Well, don't play darts.
No darts.
No, good.
No darts allowed.
Good.
You can stream it, discoveryplus.com. We'll link up. Homemade astronauts on Discovery. Cameron Smith, professor, looking to travel to the edge of space suspended by a balloon. Good luck to you.
Yes.
Hey, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We lost him for a second there. I'm like, what?
Is he in another country? Or?
I have no idea.
I don't think so.
It took like, is he at the edge of space now?
I was thinking.
It took a long time for each word to get there and then for his to get back.
And when you said good luck, he said nothing. I'm like, uh-oh. Well,
he inhales to think, like,
yeah.
Thinking and then speak. I should try that.
That wouldn't be good if you're out in space and it takes that long.
Right.
I think I have a problem. Yep. 10 minutes later. What?
Yeah.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.